God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, through the fellowship, through the heavenly words spoken, God has built and enlarged my vision to really desire the things that God wants me to have, the things that God wants, which is all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And God is the one that builds our vision. God is the one that enlarges our heart. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. Even though he wasn't perfect, he went after God. He wanted to do the things for God. And so when we look at the life of David, the challenges he went through, the different situations he went through, God calls him to be victorious because he stayed with God. So when we stay with God, because our hearts are after God and we want the things of God, then God can continue to open doors for us, maneuver us into the places and position that he wants us. And really, like, it's just been a fantastic time. I kind of got back onto the English time now. The last few weeks or a few days since I come back, I've been tired, but it's great. God has just put different things in my heart to do, different desires. I really desire now for seeing the UK open right up. You know, that I'm praying to God that he will ek below to me the laborers to do his work. And that really we need to see more and more people come to the knowledge of the truth. So through our prayers and through our desire to God, he can arrange wonderful things for us, wonderful meetings, open doors, fruitful doors, prosperous doors. But God wants us to keep him first in these things. Like God says, we're to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And then we're to love one another even as we love ourselves. And so really having the focus on God and going to him for everything, giving him all our cares, giving him all our worries, all our burdens, we lift them to him. We don't want to focus on them. That's why we give them to God. And we have to realize once we give them to God, they are in God's hands. So we don't need to take anything back. We forget it. And we just move with the Father with the full focus on what God wants us to do. You know, every day we get up, we begin our day. You know, whatever your routine is, you do that with God and just doing the things every day naturally. And then from there, God would just give us unexpected blessings, unexpected open doors, unexpected connections. And God wants us to be really happy with everything that we're doing in life, you know. He doesn't want us to be sad and downtrodden. He doesn't want us to be worried about if we're going to get a laborer. Is the abundance going to come? Is my deliverance going to come? Is my healing going to come? God doesn't want us focused on these things. He's taking care of everything. And that's why we stay with him. We say and declare what God says. In Psalms, it says, no, thou, God, will show me the paths of life. So God has not shown us the paths of destruction. He's not shown us the paths of death. He's not shown us the path to unhappy Phil. That's not from God. Like, God is so, wants us to prosper, wants us to manifest everything that Christ accomplished for us. And we can't make that happen. The only thing that we do is we stay with God. We stay looking to him, desiring to him, letting him do the work. We don't have to try and make things happen in our own strength, effort, and ability. We don't have to try and to connect to certain people that we think might benefit us in either laborers or fellowship or finances, because God says he's our sufficiency in all things. He's going to take care of every single need in our life. And he'll provide you the means and the avenues to receive money so that you can live, so that you can enjoy, and so that you can be free. God wants us to live and move and have our being in him. And if we're concerned about all these things, then we're going to miss the mark of what God wants us to do. We're going to miss that still small voice. You know, God says, be still and know that I am God. And when we are still, then God can really bring to your heart and mind, you start to hear his voice, you start to receive the inspiration and direction that he's got for you and that he wants you to move in. So he shows us the paths of life. And then we stay in his presence. We stay saying what God says. We stay praying and giving the desires. And we thank God like it's already done. We have to see the things as it's already done. This is faith. You know, faith doesn't take no for an answer. So we keep pursuing. God says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock on the door shall be open unto you. Or a better translation is, keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. So when we stay steadfast in these things, in our practice, in our personal walk with God, giving everything to him, giving it in his hands, and then forget it. You know, that's a practice. We forget those things. We say, no, God has taken care of this. No, I am healed. No, my needs are met. No, I have great abundance. You know, I'm not going to take anything else as an answer, because my God sees in order to provide for me. My God is a faithful God. My God is my source of supply in all things, and all I got to do is trust in him. And so that's it. We need to trust in him. Like, out of all these years of walking and doing different things with God, God just wants us to that place of dependency upon him. And we get there when we start to trust and rely on him. Then he shows us those great and mighty things that we didn't know. He starts to prove himself to us that, look, I've taken care of you. I provided you. I've delivered you. I made you happy when you were sad, when you come to me, when you gave these things to me. So we're to cast all our burdens to God, the things that might be weighing you down. If you've got anything weighing you down, whether it's, well, how am I going to get the laborers? I'm on my own. Nothing seems to be happening for me. There's no one around me. When we give that to God and we say, God, you need to fill the space, the empty spaces in my life, you fill with your presence, Father. And I'm staying in your presence because that's where the fullness of joy is. And God really wants us to be joyful. Now, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It keeps you moving. It keeps you expecting. And we need to be in a mindset and a heart set of expecting that God is going to do something great for us today. Even if it doesn't manifest or happen in that day, we know God is arranging every good thing for us. So, you know, receiving the heavenly words, like God builds us up through words. He gives us the perfect words, these words which are living and which are energy, which are quick and which are powerful, which are spirit and life. These words build our faith, gives us expectation, gives us hope. Like this year, like God put that theme in my heart that we're to abound in hope. So, you know, that's expectation. God wants us to abound in expectation. We are expecting God to do great things. And when we keep that in our hearts and minds and our confession, we declare it, that God is doing great things. Many laborers are coming. Many doors are opening. I'm moving God's word in from the north to the south, to the east to the west, all over the world, no matter what your circumstances says. See, we're not circumstance controlled. We can be if we fix our minds and align our emotions with our circumstances that may be negative, then we don't see the breakthrough. But when we ignore that, because we know that God's word is more true than our circumstances, God's word is more true than the carnal life that might be in front of us, or the negative things that might be in front of us. So God really wants to lift your heart and encourage you this day that you stay with God. Do the things from your heart, loving God with all your heart. Father, I'm doing this unto you with all my heart, not half a heart, but with dedication, with loyalty. I'm going to be loyal to you. I'm going to be loyal where I'm connected. I'm going to be loyal to speak your word, to say what you want me to say. I'm going to be loyal to practice, to declare your truth from my mouth, that I am going to confess and say what I want and not what I see. I'm going to confess what I want and not what I feel. And I thank you that you give me the inspiration for the things that I want. You put those desires in my heart. I'm going to delight in you. And your written scripture says that if we delight in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So when we delight in God in all that we're doing, when we're doing it with heart, You know, we can do things manufactured. We can do things because we think that we just got to do them. But when we do it, knowing and expecting that when we do these things, it's because God wants us to do them, and we can do it with joy, we can do it with a good heart, we can do it with a good mindset, then God will bring the reward to you for your faithfulness to practice and follow the encouragement that's been given. And I'm so happy to see that everyone is beginning to really get the points on honoring God, really get the points on confessing, saying what they want and not what they see, really getting the point of connecting with heart and dedication, making that time from a free will heart to really receive the heavenly words where you're connected. So it's like when I connect to my minister, I'm not letting anything distract me. I'm not letting anything divide my attention away from what's being spoken. I'm ready to receive. I've set my mind like a flint to receive what's being spoken, and I take them as the words from God, even though it's coming from my minister. These are the words of God. These are the words of life for me. This is going to help me in my direction. This is the direction that God wants me to move within. And when we follow that, then we start to see the benefits. We may not immediately see the benefits, but as we begin to practice, because we're trusting and we're relying on God, we're expecting the benefits, because God wants you to benefit. He says, forget not all my benefits. You know, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who heals you of all your diseases, who delivers you from all your destruction, who crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercy. He causes you to flourish and grow, just like in Psalms. When we are with the counsel of the godly, those that are speaking God's words, those that are God-minded, those that are God-orientated, that their focus in life is to live unto God, not being distracted by the elements and the things that are in this world, then we're going to be like that tree planted by the water. You know, and if you think a tree that's planted by the water, the roots of that tree go right down in the water. So it's always flourishing, it's always growing, it's always prospering, no matter of it what the season is, whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whether it's frost, whatever. That tree is getting a constant supply and being fed. So that tree needs that nourishment, that water, to continue to flourish and grow in season and out of season. And that is, leaves doesn't go brown. So God says, look, you know, I'm showing you the paths of life. Through the heavenly words are the paths of life. Through your connection and encouragement that you receive are the paths of life, are the paths of joy, are the paths of deliverance and happiness and abundance and prosperity. And it's so important to God that we prosper. God really wants us to prosper. We're in this world, but we're not of this world, but we should be ruling and reigning in this world on every level, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. And when God is first in all that we're doing, whatever we're doing in our life, everyone has different setups in their life and what they're doing, different jobs, different types of people in their life. But if each of those individuals keep God first, in the sense of, I am going to do what God has called me to do, I've been called to a higher calling, rather than just get through life and rather just do as comfortable as I can and look after myself, I've been called to a higher calling. That, in other words, my life is in God's hands. So that means if your life is in God's hands and you put your life in God's hands, it means you trust him. So you trust the encouragement being given to you. You trust the words that have been written and that are spoken and that are energized. You know, we receive these words gladly, you know, and then we continue steadfastly. We're not moving away from that main direction and flow of what's being spoken and encouraged. So you guys are doing so wonderful. I thank God for your lives. I know that God will prosper you and multiply you, because he wants us to replenish the earth with laborers. You know, like he said to Adam and Eve, go forth and multiply, replenish the earth. Well, spiritually, we go to God for that now. Father, you equilo those laborers. You put your true desires in my heart. If there's something in my life that I think is my direction and it actually isn't, then you reveal it to me. You show me, Father. Let the waters flow from the heavens. Let the honey and milk flow into my life. And if there's anything where I've got a veil over my eyes, where I'm not seeing properly, remove that veil. And let me walk in that power. Let me walk in that love. Let me walk in that joy and that happiness. So God really wants you to enjoy what you're doing with him. And if you're doing the things with God, you will be successful in what you're doing. If it dries up with what you're doing, then you need to re-go to God. Okay, Father, this was going well, but now it seems to dry up. What's the direction for me now? Because God doesn't want us dependent upon the things in this world, even what we're doing. But he wants us to be dependent upon him with the direction that he's given us to follow. And sometimes, you know, for us as individuals, because of other people in our life, it could be hard. They may not understand what God wants you to do. But you're trusting God that, okay, this is what you want me to do. But the people around me don't understand what you want me to do. So you need to take care of that for me, God, because my focus is off you. And so, God, I really want to move with you. I want to live unto you. I want to see the laborers come. I know they're coming, Father. I know they're here already. I know that you've arranged the great successful open doors. I know that you've got my life planned. And that, Father, that your plans for me are good and not of evil, to give me hope and a future and expected end. And in that timeline of moving in with God, there should be great joy. There should be great success. We should be moving forward. And with faith, we don't take the negatives. We don't take no for an answer. When we know God's got something for us, we move in that. And then God will prove it through the fruit. So we look for the fruit in what we're doing. Am I being fruitful? Am I growing? Am I developing? Am I building my relationship with God? And our job is not to tell people what to do, but to speak forth the encouragement that comes from God and to connect them to God. So our job is to direct people to go to God, to depend upon him and to rely on him, and then to stay planted and rooted and connected where God wants us to be planted, rooted and connected. And that we receive these words, the encouragement, and we move within that. And we're totally free. Wherever you are free to move and do what God puts in your heart. And then we got the overview of everyone moving together, speaking the same things, thinking the same things, moving with great joy, having the great desires, healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers. So this is where we want to focus. God, what do you want me to do? What is the direction for my life? Is the things that you're doing now stale? Has it dried up? Then God's saying, now come to me. I'll show you the right way to move in this. I will give you where everything is flowing, where there's no effort from you, where everything just comes to you. Laborers, abundance, the power to manifest, to heal other people, yourself, your situations. I am working. So God wants us to keep a high level of expectation. God wants us to ask him big. Ask God big for the things that you want. You can move the word. You can have a great flourishing fellowship, and you can move from where you are outwards to where people are going to connect you from different counties and districts and countries. You know, God's got the work lined up, and there's many people in this world, 7 point something billion in the world. There's many people that are waiting to hear the truths of God's word come out of your mouth. And God will put you in the field where you're going to flourish and grow. If you're receiving the words gladly, if you're following with heart, if you're doing the things unto God with heart, even the connecting, even your honoring God, even in the speaking in tongues, even in when you share, that you're doing it with heart unto God. You're allowing him to work in you. And he is working in you, but allow him to fully work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So God is with you. God is for you. What God began in you, he will complete. Now, how smooth that plays out all depends upon our attitude and our responses to what's being encouraged. Sometimes we may not fully understand what's being said, or we don't see the bigger picture, but if we stay with God and we say, Father, show me the bigger picture of this. So when I get encouraged, when I connect, I don't question what's being spoken because I'm receiving the words gladly. If I'm receiving the words gladly, I'm not going to question, but I'm going to trust what's being said is from God and it's the direction I need. And as I move within that, then the fruit of that starts to manifest and show. And then the understanding of what I was given is clear in my heart and is clear in my mind. And it'd be clear in your heart and it'd be clear in your mind. So guys, just be blessed. Keep doing everything with heart, with joy, with happiness. Don't let things be a burden to you. If things are a burden to you, maybe you're doing it in your own strength. Maybe you're being distracted off with something else. But just realign your thoughts. Sit down with God and say, Father, now you fire me up. You lift my faith. Father, you build me up. And I want to do your work. I want to move in your heavenly flow. So this was what was in my heart to share and to encourage. And like I said, I haven't really done a sharing since I come back and just been focused on just catching up on rest and energy. And I've also been speaking with other people. And so God is at work and this is still our greatest year yet. This is going to be the greatest year. And God has given the words of hope, the words of faith, the words of expectancy so that we can really prosper on every level, of your life and living. God is going to prosper you as you just stay with God, not being moved to the left or to the right. Don't listen to another voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. We don't listen to other voices, but where you're connected is what God wants you to hear, is the direction God wants you to move in. And he'll work out all the details for you, even if you don't know which way to turn. He's just going to navigate you. You'll just be at the right place at the right time. So God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day.